Well, let's do a wrap-up on today's program. What did we learn today? Well, we had a young reporter on, Meredith Bagby, who's the publisher of the annual report of the USA. She used to work for CNN. She was, of course, we started the program at the very moment that the Senate, House, and the leader and the president met an hour late in the White House, 8 p.m. East Coast time tonight, in a last-ditch effort to come up with a budget deal. It's worth noting that the budget for this 2011 should have been done back in October. And we, of course, know about all this brinkmanship. But she really did explode the fraudulent nature of much of what the Republican House is putting up there and made the case that this is really about the culture wars, not about fiscal conservatism. And unfortunately, that appears to be the case. And whether or not both sides will be blamed equally, which seems to be the mood of the American people, it's pretty clear which side is, in fact, in this case, being totally fraudulent and obsessive. And it's also worth noting that the Tea Party, the people that we thought were supposedly populists, economic populists, are in fact pushing to get rid of the EPA and to disallow it from overseeing air, which of course is what the Koch brothers want. They don't want the EPA to be able to regulate global warming and air pollution. And the religious issues too. Where did that come from? I thought that was the Christian conservatives weren't necessarily the Tea Party, but the Tea Party really is a fraudulent operation, and clearly it's the far right wing of the Republican Party dressed up in patriotic revolutionary uniforms. Then we talked with a Libyan political scientist and native, and about this puzzlement about what's going on with NATO. As soon as the Americans handed over to NATO, NATO appears to drop the ball. They bombed a bunch of Libyan rebels. The Libyans obviously are a people's army. They can barely, they're like a bunch of Mad Max fighters. They've got no support at all. And it turned out, which I was really surprised to learn, that Gaddafi is hiring these special forces from Belarus who are running his war, along with mercenaries from Chad. So it's quite possible that you have professional soldiers from other countries fighting, you know, only a handful of them, but they're able to hold or even, in fact, defeat this people's army that is so disorganized and NATO doesn't seem to be able to protect or defend, or in what is obviously going to be the case, get rid of Gaddafi. Otherwise, this whole thing doesn't make any sense, and it's going to end up bad for everybody. Then finally, I talked with a reporter, his bureau chief for McClatchy down in Mexico City, about the demonstrations yesterday in Mexico City against President Calderon's failed war on drugs. It's cost the Mexican people about 37,000 lives. He basically said that he's just back from Honduras, and he said that the real issue is that Honduras and Guatemala have become completely captured by the drug lords. And what happened is Plan Colombia moved the drug cartels into Mexico, and then Plan Merida have moved them into Central America. And that this it looks like the pre-party will come back, the crooks who made a deal with the cartels from the very beginning, and that the people in Mexico are so exhausted by this war, which the demonstrations, by the way, were led by a poet, well-known poet and journalist, whose son was murdered. So it's a very, very dismal situation. And again, it always comes back to the fact that we are the customers for the drugs. The drugs, we're the consumers, it's our problem, and we've foisted on the Mexicans, and we'll never fix it unless we rethink this absurd war on drugs.